How long do you think we're going to wait on the... And it's not just us, because obviously the NFL has a say in what happens with its draft. What do you think is going to happen with the NFL draft? NAB just got canceled. It's right. It's the lead-in big convention to the NFL draft.
I know. I still think they're going to have it here.
Yeah.
I just don't know that, you know, it would be more like the draft days of old where it's a smaller little... Event.
As we said, ballroom or something. Yep.
So they don't do the big setup outside and they have...
They could make it really cool to watch on TV. They could make that awesome, right? More access, get around the room, you know, maybe jump in on, you know, that. I think they could make that a really cool watch because, frankly, when I'm watching the draft, the whole, like, fanfare thing, every time I see it, I'm like, what are those people doing? Like, why are you traveling from Cleveland to go to an NFL draft to see you pick the 7th number one quarterback again who's going
to
suck?
Well, to your point, too, I mean, you can still have the players right in the green room, and they can still be there, and they can get their jersey. They can still do everything. It'd just be on a much smaller scale. You know, just call the Cosmo or something. Be like, hey, we'll take your ballrooms A through whatever.
I don't think they're going to cancel anything in Vegas. Or at least it's not going to be outlawed like it is in other jurisdictions in Vegas unless things get way crazy out of control. You can't turn away. If somebody's willing to come here from the economic standpoint, they can't turn away business. We're already seeing layoffs at major resorts.
Yep.
And it didn't take long to get there, you know. We're talking 2 weeks of cancellations and we're there. So it's really tough on our economy.
Justin Watkins, ESPN Las Vegas legal insider, also a former assemblyman in the state of Nevada. So just your general thoughts on what's going on in Northern California. Golden State games now going to be played without fans. The San Jose Sharks are facing a situation. They're not at home, I think, until, it might be March 17th, so it's coming up pretty soon. Seattle, the Mariners, they're moving their game, their first two series, out of CenturyLink. The XFL, fanless game, going back to Ohio. MAC tournament, no fans.
Big West.
Big West, but Ohio, you know, the whole, that's where this started with the NCAA. So what do you think of the decisions locally by the powers that be?
I mean, as a policymaker, as a public servant, your number one job is public health and safety. So if you take that seriously, even if the risk is ultimately low, you got to do what you can in your power to protect the public. So I can't criticize it. I guess I look at it from a different perspective. A lot of people that I hear that are challenging this saying it's an overreaction. This is just like the flu. It's no different. It's not about if I'm the policymaker. It's not about whether or not the personal risk to any one individual is high, because I think we've seen long enough that the numbers that is not the case yet. You going downtown tomorrow for Pac-12, your personal risk is not high. But with all these social gatherings, what ends up being a problem is the risk to our system. Overloading of hospitals. It doesn't take that many people having to go to the hospital, which is different than the flu. Most people get the flu. They don't have to go to the hospital. With this, you're going to go to the hospital if more often, much more frequently than the flu. It doesn't take very many people to be admitted to the hospital to overwhelm our system to where we can't handle the normal influx of healthcare. So I think from that perspective, these kinds of moves, while disappointing, maybe are the right thing to do.